Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are you on fire?
Yo, what's up, guys?
I had to be towed in by another adult male.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Yo, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall Dick, where you at?
515-75.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Left point, Wyman with five, scales it towards the net. It's blocked down by Giroux. He'll clear it. And the Flyers with a comeback for the history books from 0-3 down to win the series in seven games.
Just didn't happen, and we needed to push for more. And, you know, that's a time where you definitely can't sit back, and you got to keep pushing for more and have that killer instinct. They just found a way to get the win.
Tuukka has been great all year. It's been great throughout the series, but you know, it's a team effort, it's a team thing, and you win and you lose together.
The fact that we got this far and battled as a team to get to this point, I don't have any answer for it.
And with the second pick, the Boston Bruins select from the Plymouth Whalers, Tyler Seguin.
To go to a team like Boston, not only is it very historic, but also it's almost like a dream come true.
On behalf of the Boston Bruins organization, I'd like to formally introduce Nathan Horton.
Horton, little room, his drive, score! Nathan Horton wins game seven in overtime, and the Bruins beat the Canadiens 4-3.
Horton! Horton! Horton!
Mark Savard out with post-concussion symptoms.
I pushed hard as I could to get through those tests, and I did, and I eventually came back and played, and I probably shouldn't have played.
First transaction was acquiring Rich Peverly in return for Blake Wheel and Mark Stewart.
Peverly, a rich shot, and he scores! It is swing redemption for the Bruins. A year after their hearts were broken by the Flyers, they come back and sweep the Flyers out of the playoffs.
Hockey. What can you say about Marchand, about what he has become?
I'm really glad he's on my team, because I'd probably want to kill him if he's on the other side.
Marchand, second chance, and he scores! Marchand with the empty netter!
Don't make the big, scary man guy angry!
Gracie looking, feet toward tip, score! Nathan Horton in front!
Put a couple biscuits in the basket.
And the Bruins win! The Bruins win! They're in the Stanley Cup Finals!
Down on the ice now, it's Horton!
Is a late hit by Aaron Rome after Nathan Horton had distributed that puck.
Number four, Bobby Orr, waving a number 18.
Left point, Ferentz, a long drive, score! Andrew Ferentz from the left point, let it fly, score! Rich Peverly in front, David Luongo, rebound, score! David Krejci on the rebound! Circle of wrist shot, score! It broke through Luongo!
It's an easy save for me, but if you're wandering out and aggressive like he does, I mean, that's going to happen, so...
Comes
Corey Schneider right now.
Ferentz, a 3-0 lead for the Bruins, and Roberto Luongo is out.
What do you think of them pulling Luongo with?
Luongo, get it straight on awful. Luongo sucks.
Bieksa will track it down. He's going to kill the rest of the clock. And for the first time in their history, they'll play a game seven of the finals in Vancouver Wednesday night.
Nathan Horton, he's made the trip here for game seven. Here he is, squirting water from Boston onto the Vancouver ice.
I think Horton is my water changer.
No, I can't flex anymore. I'm freaking out, man.
Hockey!
Marchand looking, curls out to the right circle, spins back in deep, feeds it in front, score! Patrice Bergeron on the slot, set up by Marchand. Bergeron to the net, chased, bumped down by Erhoff, score! It rolled in, Bergeron gets it shorthanded.
I'm glad I brought my insurance card and extra medication.
Plays it across to Daniel, backhander, Sam Thomas, and he reached behind him with a glove to make sure he had it.
Tim Thomas is your daddy!
Marchand, a rush shot, and he scores! Around the net, wraparound, plus puck, score! And a 4-0 lead for the Bruins with 2:44 left.
We want the cup!
The Duck Boat's ready. After 39 long years, the Cup is back home. The Bruins are 2011 Stanley Cup champions. Stanley Cup champions. Stanley Cup champions.
It's surreal what's happening right now. I can't believe that we won and it's over.
When you can go out on top like this and finish your career with a group of guys like this and how committed we were all year, it's unbelievable.
It's been a dream come true. It was an awesome year. It doesn't get any better, right? Look where we are. Yeah, suck it, Felger. I guess we're not that bad after all, huh?
Let's go Bruins! Let's go Bruins! Let's go Bruins! Let's go Bruins!
Parking!
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. We're the Toucher and Rich radio program, and the next time we will talk to you will be after Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final. We are the one show that gets Memorial Day off.
Let's do that all over again. That was fun listening to that. That is as I said, it was my favorite, like, three-week period ever doing radio was during that Stanley Cup final. And the week afterwards with the Duck Boat Parade, it's still my favorite of all the parades or celebration that's been here. I don't think anything, as far as the crowd was concerned, has touched that, like how insane it was. Because remember, it was like an unbelievable Saturday in the summer, and the weather was just fantastic, and the streets were packed. 2 million people came out for that. I wasn't here, John, for 04. I heard that was nuts.
That was, but 04 will not be touched simply because of all the stuff that was at stake, but 11 was good.
Yeah, but I mean, other than that one, which, you know, we got here in 06,
yep.
It's far and away been, in my opinion, the best parade that they've had. And it's just because, I mean, as you've heard, the Bruins fans are also a different level of human being, which we are going to see right in our face at 8 o'clock. I don't know, Fred, if you saw the little thing I tweeted out yesterday. I took a picture of most of the Bruins super fans for our contest that are going to be coming in at 8 o'clock. I got a photo of a lot of them. And one of them is the Bruins warrior. You know, the guy who dresses like the ultimate warrior is a Bruins fan.
Yeah.
And I was looking for everyone's picture. I just Googled Bruins ultimate warrior, and I found a picture of the guy to put it up there. And I get a tweet from the person that we chose to come in. And he said, hey, that's not me. That's another Bruins Ultimate Warrior. I'm like, so there's multiple guys who dress like the Ultimate Warrior but are Bruins themed.
Mm. When there was this a strike, strange. When there was a strike, he was a scab.
I guess he might have been.
Yeah, there was a scab Ultimate Warrior that's trying to take the throne.
Yeah, so there are, I mean, last night, you know, there's pictures of all those guys, you know, at the little scrimmage thing, and there's a Bruins Hulk Hogan, there's a Bruins Ultimate War. I believe there's a Bruins Macho Man.
I've seen those guys, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They've been at games before.
They go all the time. I mean, those guys go all the time. So all I know is that the guy who's coming in is the Bruins Ultimate Warrior that made a video to submit for the contest. So he's coming in.
But he is a celebrity judge.
He is a celebrity judge. Yes, he is a celebrity judge. There are three people who are up for the guy. There's going to be celebrity judges, and then there's going to be the three people who are up for the tickets.
Now, the interesting thing is that the celebrity judges have the opportunity to object to anything that the contestants are saying.
So John Wallach said to me, he goes, do you want me out of the studio that time? I said, no. I just want it to be chaos in here. I want as many people crammed in here as
usually
possible.
Usually you sit everyone down, and my microphone is taken, so I'll sit over there next to the window, in the room being a figurative term. But no, Rich is like, nope, I want people on microphones. I want as many voices as possible. I want chaos.
I said, as chaotic as it is, I don't know if I'm just going to have, like, Bruins Ultimate Warrior just sit in front of an open microphone the entire time. We might have to, like, rotate people around.
Rich's idea is to have one microphone taken to rotate the contestants. Yeah. And not give all.
No.
The celebrity judges sit in these two chairs.
Yeah. Well, there's three, so they'll sit in three chairs, and then they'll rotate in
the contestants.
Okay.
Yeah. Because the celebrity judges will ultimately be able to object
right.
and find fault in what the fans are doing.
Right. It's like a deranged gong show going on in here.
So who has final say? Is it you two?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Fred and I. And you know what? If there needs to be a tiebreaker, it's you.
Okay.
So you're in there too.
Fair enough.
So you get a vote.
But the celebrity judges can skew the way that things are looked at.
They can sway us one way or the
sure,
other.
Fred. Sure, sure.
They may bring up a point, something that we did not notice.
I got it.
Right. I mean, Xanadu is overly educated.
Whose job is it to herd all these people into the cafeteria?
Nick, which is going to be great.
Nick!
His heart's going
what's
to explode.
Up? Good morning. How are you?
If you watch us on Twitch, now is the day because it is designed to be chaotic.
If you were ever going to log on and watch this show, today would be the day. Yes.
Yeah, it is designed to be complete chaos.
Yeah, yep. And I heard that the dude who's got those Bruins tattoos all over his back, who's got the giant Bruins house, is bringing in his Bruins motorcycle. Now, whether we can get it up here, I don't know. But he is bringing it. As a matter of fact, he's riding here on it. That's how he's getting here this morning.
Well, I would imagine.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he just can't have it on in the building.
Have the motorcycle on. Yeah, but he could roll it in.
Right.
So, I mean, I still don't know. Is that our only elevator here?
I haven't looked at the square footage. I don't know how big the elevator really
I've never
is.
Used the elevator
neither
here.
Neither have I.
I don't know how big
it's
it
one
is.
One floor up. No, I've never used it.
I think that's for handicapped people. So if you're using the elevator and you're not handicapped, I think you're essentially unwilling to go down one flight of stairs.
Exactly. Right. I mean, just two floors. And we're going to have Big Scary Man Guy in, of course. Xanadude is going to be here.
Xanadude was on the fence because he has responsibilities, but he will be here.
But I mean, listen, if you're Xanadude and you get asked to do this and show the world how amazing of a super fan you are, what do you turn this down? This is what you do it for.
Well, that's what, if he would have said no, I'd be like, you rollerblade all over town.
Right. I mean, this
like
is
all day. Like Xanadu, come on.
So we said this is going to be the Royal Rumble of Bruins fans inside the studio.
Well, hopefully it's as chaotic as we assume.
Oh, it will.
It's going to like the third break of it is just going to be chaos.
There's going to be at least 9 people in studio.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be, dude, it's going to be, it's, yeah. And just, and the 9 people who like to yell. Well,
yeah.
6 people who like to yell.
Yeah.
And then we
is
just.
Is the stick guy bringing his stick in?
I would think so. I hope so.
So you're giving crazy. I mean,
this guy, giving him a weapon? Well, he's got to do that.
Yeah, I mean.
Okay.
Take this cape off Superman.
And I have thought of parameters of the questioning that make it so I want to get straight to the meat. I don't want any sob stories about why you should win the tickets. I don't even want to know like personal things like, you know, when my father died, he told me he really wanted me to go to the I don't want any of that. I just want show me why you're a maniac. Just show me why you're a Bruins maniac.
Well, no, but if someone brought up like their dead dad or something, they could be there could be an objection.
Sure, Big Scary Man Guy could just yell at him.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's going to be one of the rules. I don't want any kind of sob story as to why you deserve the tickets, because that just changes the whole complexion of the contest.
Right.
I don't want
well,
that.
Well, I mean, then there could be a very, a very demonstrative objection at that point. All right, Rich, what's coming up with last night?
Oh, scrimmaging. Let's talk about a sold-out scrimmage at the TD Garden last night.
We will be right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Get the app, Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Down, 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 down. Download the Sports Hub app today.
Recapping what you missed is Toucher and Rich.
.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And Rich, what happened last evening?
Well, there aren't many other cities where you would see an inter-squad scrimmage played to a sold-out crowd. But last night at the TD Garden, it was Team Black versus Team White. And since it wasn't televised or on the radio last night, all we have is this.
Krejci coming down the ice. Passes it to Machin. Machin to Pastrnak. Pastrnak scores! Pastrnak with the goal! So, who's the backup goalie? Damn it! Who's the other guy? No, Halleck! Hackick! Hackick? Halleck? Passes scores at Hackick! Go scrimmage! Woo!
All right, so I had a exterminator come to the house yesterday, a young woman, and she kept saying she was from Everett. And I said, do you know Bird? And she did.
Of course, everyone knows.
Of course she did.
Everyone knows Bird.
Everyone knows Bird.
That's right.
Everett.
And Bird knows Hackett.
What's your, is your brother's name JP or BJ or something? BJ. So she knows BJ. Is he older or younger than you?
It's Bird Jr., BJ.
He's younger.
It's Bird Jr.
Yeah. All right. So is it Bird Jr.? Okay. So, but she knew of the Marchand family.
Nice.
Marchand family.
Yeah. Yeah. Bird is the king of Everett. Everyone knows him.
I'm getting the impression that everyone in Everett knows everyone.
It's a one big street party.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, it's so incestual that it was funny because I never would do something like this, but she kept talking about Everett. And then I said, she had no idea who I was, and I said, or what I do for a living, and I said, just by chance, do you know someone named Bird? And she thought that, she's like, is that BJ Marchand, or however you pronounce his last name?
Yeah.
And I couldn't remember Bird's first name. So I was like, I go, Dad, sounds familiar.
Yeah, you got to do something with me one time. So every time that I'm with Bird, and we're in Boston, if we go into a restaurant, a bar, or some sort of like entertainment establishment, we went to the Grand that one time, we went to Sullivan's Tap and a couple other ones. I always do an experiment. And I'm always, how long until the people who work here say, what's up, Bird? And how many people will do that? We went to Sullivan's Tap, Nick was with me, and it was less than 20 seconds until we went in there. And somebody came up and gave Bird like a gigantic hug.
Went to the Grand. Sullivan's. All the security people gave him a huge hug before we went up in the elevator.
But what did I say
great.
Before we walked in? Did I call the
yes,
shot
you did.
Or did I call the
yes,
shot?
You did.
I said, I guarantee you there's going to be at least three or four people who work here who are instantly going to know a Bird. And sure enough, there it is.
But if you are in Everett, everyone knows everyone in Everett. I mean, it's because you're constantly outside. Like, not outside, like, doing anything. You're just, like, in a lawn chair
it's
outside.
One big street party. Everyone knows that.
I don't know if I'd call it a party more than just there's no air conditioning.
The units are too loud.
Yeah. No, they just sit out. There's no units. They just they
hang
out
the window. Yeah, you know, they got to keep them in place. You got the wedge, the wood wedge that keeps them from falling on the people down in the street below. Well, the place went wild last night. No, actually, they really did. Chants of We Want the Cup were yelled throughout the evening. Many of the Bruins superfan Avengers were there representing. And in the end, the whole thing was over in an hour and 15 minutes. I had a friend of mine that got there 45 minutes late.
Yeah.
Saw 30 minutes of hockey. But, you know, what do you get for $20? So I could tell you that Team Black won 5-3 because of goals from David Backes, Patrice Bergeron, and others. But no one really cares about that. The only thing that anyone wants to know is, did anyone get hurt? Well, the answer was almost a yes when at one point, Brad Marchand came off the ice holding his left hand as if he were in pain after bumping into Connor Clifton. He ended up playing some more, but Casty was asked about it afterwards.
Injury risk was our biggest concern tonight. It'll be Saturday when we practice at our normal time and Sunday, obviously. You know, you keep your fingers crossed, but he's fine. He just bumped into Clifton in front of the net and jammed his, I don't know what he jammed, his hand or something. So he kept playing and it was fine. There's no issue there. David Krejci, by the way, was ill. Showed up tonight, had a bit of a fever, so we sent him home. Precautionary, not be around the guys. We're off tomorrow, so we figure he'll be fine by Saturday.
Well, after the game, Joe Haggerty tweeted, quote, David Pastrnak joked that Brad Marchand might have been playing with the crowd a little bit when he appeared at one point to be nursing a left arm injury during tonight's scrimmage. Ever the trickster, number 63. So, according to Pastrnak,
hey guys,
he might not have even been hurt in the least bit.
I'm a trickster.
He is a trickster. Well, no, that would be Marchand who is a trickster, but Pastrnak pointing it out.
Pastrnak just, you know, pops in like when he's injured and pops up behind
him. What's up, guys?
What's up, guys?
We have some mic'd up stuff from game four against the Hurricanes that will play in the 7 o'clock hour, and Pastrnak is the happiest man on earth.
There's weird stuff from Cassidy that he describes as.
Oh, I didn't. You know what? That's on that ESPN Plus thing, which I haven't seen. I read the quote. Who do you say was sexy?
Grizzly.
Yeah, Grizzly's like, man, you got some moves that are sexy out there.
He's like, that's sexy. He's like, you got sexy moves.
Well, Tuukka Rask seemed to have liked the low-key simulation game last night.
I think it was good. Guys seemed to, you know, be huffing and puffing when they came out. So I think once you go, you know, whatever, 10 days, no playing, I think it's good to get a little action in and kind of get used to that pace. So I think that's what we wanted to accomplish, and it looked good.
And then there was this release yesterday. After years upon years of passing and on a citywide viewing party, it looks like Boston finally said, well, why the hell not? So on Monday, the day of game one, there will be a free outdoor concert and viewing party at Boston City Hall Plaza. The concert will precede game one, which starts at 8. And according to the press release, quote, the lineup of performers, which will include some of today's biggest acts in music, will be announced at a later date. Anyone like the band Guster, maybe? How about a little Buffalo Tom? Ernie and the Automatics, perhaps?
Oh, if the Automatics. Please.
If we're going big names, we might as well shoot for the moon, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, they might have on their onesies like the mechanics wear with a little oil on their faces. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been fixing cars all day.
Kay Hanley? Anyone a fan of 1/5 of Letters to Cleo? Mm-hmm. Maybe you might get that.
I didn't know there was 5 people in Letters to Cleo.
Is there 5 or there 4?
I don't know. Well, I mean, what do they sing?
She's the Star. Oh, Letters to Cleo.
Here and now.
That was a good song, actually.
Yep.
Decent song. So the event, which will not require a ticket, will be open at 4:30 p.m., followed by musical performances at 6. After the concert, fans are welcome to stay and watch the Bruins Blues game on giant video screens that they'll have there. The event will feature food and beverage offerings, including a beer garden, wine, a variety of food truck options. So there you go. The one thing that you see, you know, when Toronto plays, they're going to have that equivalent in Boston. And if by judging from what I saw last night at a scrimmage, it will be absolutely packed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure the NHL Network will have, or whoever, the NBC Sports, who's covering game one, will have many a shot out there. That's probably where you're going to have, what's his name, Jeremy Roenick.
Oh, yeah, right in the middle of things.
Right in the middle of
things. Asking for a beer.
Yeah, yeah. Anybody got any chowder?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that would be interesting.
Chowder?
If they serve the region's big food item.
Someone should bring him baked beans. Just go, hey, it's Bean Town, huh? Why is it known as Bean Town? Like, nobody talks about baked beans here. Yet everyone, like, from out of town goes, hey, it's Bean Town, huh?
It's because for a long time in Everett, there was a big magic bean trade going on.
That's where Jack and the Beanstalk was invented.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
It's weird.
It's pretty weird.
The plant's not growing up to the sky. Where's the giant? All right.
Krejci coming down the ice. Passes it to Marchand. Marchand to Pastrnak. Pastrnak scores! Pastrnak with the goal! So, who's the backup goalie? Damn it! Who's the other guy? Halleck! Hackick? Halleck? Passes scores at Hackick! Go, scrimmage! Woo!
All right, Rich, what's coming up?
We got some more news as far as Robert Kraft is concerned. Danny Ainge actually makes an appearance yesterday. And also, if you want to hear the sound of a guy finding out that he just lost $30 million, we'll play that clip for you.
All right, here are the headlines.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here, 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
For the latest podcasts, for the latest sports news, and for Toucher and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
If you're ready for this,
say you're ready for this.
If you're ready for this,
say you're ready for this.
Are you ready for this? We're ready.
Five, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And Rich, what's going on?
Steve Pierce is back.
Stephen Pierce, a high fly ball that's driven deep to left field. Way, way back it goes and gone. Into that second level. Big day for Steve Pierce. Single, double, and now a home run.
I read Stephen Pierce's autobiography.
What did they call it? Out of the cellar, or I need a sandwich?
I don't know, but it was he broke his leg on a motorcycle accident as a kid, and he just had to sit around the room and just enjoy the healing of rock and roll music.
Oh, is that kind of his, like, if he had to make a biopic, that would be the most dramatic moment, is when he broke his leg as a kid,
or his constant alcoholism and drug abuse?
Well, I would say that's probably it. Rat, a underrated hair band. Yep. Always been underrated. Excellent band.
Look at this. Bird has done some research and found out
what. No, Bird, I would rather just have you tell us here. Can you go up on the mic? So Bird, you did a research about what?
The nickname B-Town.
Okay. No, just tell us. You don't have to read.
All right. So basically, sailors and trailers, I mean, traders, nicknamed it Beantown because of the molasses accident.
Molasses?
Molasses comes from trees, doesn't it?
No, there's a huge molasses accident back in the 1800s.
Okay, I might be wrong, but isn't molasses like a type of syrup?
The molasses accident. Oh, is that in the north?
Don't read it.
The north end, there was some kind of tank that exploded, yeah, and the north end was flooded with molasses. Yes.
Okay.
It still doesn't explain to me why Beantown.
Well, the sailors and traders would just eat baked beans, and that was their main dish when they came to Boston.
But that's what different that to do with than molasses.
No, but after that, they had baked beans, and after the accident, they had just ate baked beans, I was supposedly.
Okay.
All right, now he's reading it.
I'm more confused than I was before he started.
Back in the colonial days, the favorite Boston food was baked beans. After the molasses accident, sailors and traders called it Beantown, while the locals now refer to that nickname.
I get it now. The molasses accident wiped out all of the food all across Boston, and all they could eat were beans. Yes. Is that it?
Correct.
No, that's not it. That's not it at all.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Bird. Appreciate it. Hey, at least thanks for doing the research. That was cool.
The effort. You get an A for effort.
The beans were baked in molasses.
Oh, okay.
And then the molasses.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Got out.
Okay.
I wasn't really sure about how you make baked beans. I'm not quite sure. So.
Okay.
That's good. Well, huge day for the Red Sox offense. If they beat up, I don't really know how to transition
really no
back.
To it. See, yeah. I read
so
the
I just go right into it.
Yeah, I read the three sentences.
See, I listened to him read it, and I couldn't figure it out. Right. I should have probably just looked at it myself. So they beat up on Toronto. 8-2, the final score. Stephen Piercy of Rat went 3-for-5 with 3 RBI.
To raise his average to 171.
I know.
He went from 120 to 171.
Now, granted, the 2-run homer came after the team was up 6-1, you know, not exactly a clutch 2-run homer, but it was a homer. And the Jackie Bradley Jr. watch is on, Fred. It's on.
Yeah.
Two more hits yesterday.
Mendoza line?
This is 2 more hits yesterday, an extra base hit in each of his last 4 games to raise his average to 168.
Ah.
So here we go. This is the Jackie Bradley Jr. hot streak we waited 7 weeks for.
There you go.
Here it is.
And for another 2 weeks, he's going to be lights out, and then he's going to disappear for a month and a half.
Exactly.
Yep. That's how he goes.
That sweet, sweet glove.
Yep. Well, yeah, I mean, because you're right. Pierce had a really slow start. He had 7 hits in his first 20 games, but he's had 6 in his last 4. So there you go.
Okay.
He's percolating.
Okay.
That means after some shaky games, the Red Sox ended up taking 3 of 4 from Toronto, which is a pretty big deal heading into their Memorial Day weekend series against the Astros. Sox, last I looked, hanging in there 5.5 games. Yeah. At a first.
They play the Yankees next week. Yankees should get Stanton back.
No,
Monday or Tuesday. I know he had a setback, but still.
Oh, he's
they
still
talked
coming
to Aaron,
back?
They talked to Aaron Boone, and he said it's okay. He'll be back soon.
He
was scratched from a minor league starter. I saw the same thing you did. But apparently Stanton is due back before the Red Sox series next week.
Now, the only reason to be nervous up to this point, and I know that they've been playing a little bit better in the last month, is that they've had the second easiest schedule up to this point.
It gets real tough starting right now.
Yeah.
Starting with this Houston series, they got Cleveland, they got the Yankees, they got Tampa Bay, they even have 3 against Minnesota in the next month, and you see what Minnesota's doing. Minnesota's on a record-breaking pace to hit home runs by a team in one season. They're far and away the best team in the Central.
And I believe Toronto's offense is the second worst in the league.
Yeah, yeah. Team batting average is under .225. I mean, this is a horrible team. So a month from now, we'll find out exactly how good the Red Sox are. If they're still, you know, 3 games out of first or knocking on the door first place on June 24th, then we got something here.
Then you got a little something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got a little something called Ding Dong Steve Pierce. Stephen Pierce, not on the team, my prediction is, at the end of the season.
You don't think so?
He's hitting .171 in Memorial Day now. So
say that he,
I'm thinking. Sox didn't sign him to a multi-year contract, Rich.
No.
I don't believe so. Maybe I'm wrong. But
well, it doesn't mean he's going to be in the major leagues. I don't care how long his contract's for.
And Chavis will be your MVP?
Chavis is off and running, my friends. He's the real deal. I like him a lot.
He's the real deal. You would
yes,
know.
Yes, indeed.
You would know here on May 24th.
Yep.
He's the real deal.
I'm projecting forward. I was right and you were wrong about bets.
That wasn't my opinion. That was someone else's opinion.
I see.
I was just parroting.
I thought that was your opinion. That wasn't your opinion?
That particular one was not.
Not your opinion.
Tatum is my opinion.
Yes.
And we shall see.
How long before you admit you're wrong about Tatum? How many years?
Well, I mean, he's got to stand out in some point.
Okay, we're 2 years in. How many years does he have to prove?
He stood out last postseason. He did stand out.
Well, no, I want to know how many years before you admit that Tatum is a good player?
When he it breaks through, when he starts, not good, worthy of a pick that high.
Okay.
Jonathan Isaac is still, you know, he's still in the woods there waiting to come out.
He is in the woods, yes.
I said give him 3-4 years.
He's starting. Oh, so let's give Tatum 3 or 4 years to prove himself. He's 2 years in.
Yeah, that's fine.
So 2 years.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, the OTA's been going on over there at Gillette, and some interesting absentees. We all knew Tom Brady was going to be there, but Patrick Chung, Nate Ebner, Sony Michel missing as well, Isaiah Wynn, Demaryius Thomas, Michael Bennett, Austin Safarian Jenkins, Ryan Allen. Seems to be a pretty big list this year.
Jeez, Demaryius Thomas not there? Coming off a torn Achilles?
Like, why would Ebner even have to be there?
That's a good point.
Like, what's
he going
to learn?
Special teams interaction during OTAs.
Like, you run down the field.
Yeah.
Like, all you got to do is run down the field.
Just check the guy's not out of shape and then let him go, you know?
Yeah.
Well, one guy who was there was a man who just got himself a new contract, Julian Edelman, and he was asked about his new contract and all the Bruins stuff he was wearing yesterday.
Whose idea was that to have you guys have all the swag out there?
You know, they wore our stuff a couple years back at a pregame, and Coach said, hey, we're going to represent them and support them and show our token appreciation for what they're doing right now. And it was Coach B, Coach Belichick.
Julian, congratulations on the extension there.
Thank you.
Got to be happy about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. You know, I'm born here in my football career, and I'm gonna have a few more years here, and you know, I just want to take a second and thank the Kraft family, you know, Coach Belichick, and everyone that was involved, my agents, for getting this done.
Now, have you seen how little?
I like how he said it was a token gesture. It's a little token gesture. We're just kind of. Just doing it for a little hype.
Just to be nice.
Yeah.
Well, Jamie Collins, did you see how much money he's getting paid? It's basically
nothing.
Like nothing. He's getting paid to be here.
This guy led Cleveland in tackles last year.
I mean, well, you know, what you want about the Browns. He led an NFL team in tackles, and he couldn't find a job.
Him, I guarantee you, he has a very good year, and Seferian Jenkins has a very good year.
Well, Collins is going to have a really good year. I see it. I mean, you could. I guess the thing you could look at is Patrick Chung when he came back, but you have to lower your expectations because, I mean, you're right. To come back for that little amount of money and no team really wanting him.
That means absolutely nobody wanted him.
Yeah. Right.
And the Patriots are like, well, you know what? We need a backup linebacker. And Jamie, you have some familiarity with the defense. Not as much of a learning curve as others. How about you come and play here for nothing?
And watch.
And Collins goes, okay, I don't have any other job prospects.
And it's
I'll
be
there in a couple of minutes.
That's going to make every other team rip their hair off.
Is sure. That
the Patriots somehow figured out to get a guy who costs absolutely nothing and turn him into a dude who's going to be an all-star. So
I guarantee you, Seferian Jenkins the same way. We'll hear from Jamie Collins in just a moment.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
There's someone very special I want you guys to meet.
Toucher and Rich.
I just want to tell you both good luck.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Great balls of fire. Guess who just crawled out the mouth of Maya? That can make you trust a liar.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. What else is going on?
Real quick programming note. 8 o'clock's going to rule. Outside of our window, some of the Bruins superfans in the contest have arrived, and they're assembling their gear. It was great because I'm looking at one guy, and I couldn't tell who it was, but I just saw a bunch of, like, black and gold, like, feathers and things coming out of one of the seats, and I'm like, oh, I wonder if that's Bruins Warrior, and then I look back at the park, like, oh, no, there's Bruins Warrior, and then behind him, I just see these two Viking horns. I couldn't see what was behind it because he was standing by the truck, and of course, there's a big, scary man guy. I mean,
this is going to be awesome.
It is quite a scene already, and it's an hour
very
and
early.
7 minutes before.
Yeah.
I don't blame him. I mean, traffic sucks. You want to? I would. I mean, yeah, if you don't leave,
this building isn't in the best location.
Yeah, this is one of those things that if you live in the suburbs, like, you're either going to be here at 7 o'clock or you're not going to get here in time.
Yeah,
you're just going to be stuck in that traffic. So it's going to be. I could just sit and look out this window and watch that. That'd be my entertainment all morning long until we have our, of course, contest at 7 o'clock. So Jamie Collins, or at 8 o'clock, rather. Jamie Collins was asked about coming back to the Patriots yesterday.
Were you surprised at all when, you know, the Patriots contacted you?
I was surprised, but then again, I wasn't because, like I said, it's just, I'm just, you know, a free agent. So obviously a lot of teams going to contact you or whatever. That's just the business of the game. So, you know, I'm always surprised no matter what. Like, I'm surprised right now. So just being in the position.
That amazes me because he had a decent year. If you just look at his numbers, do you really think it's because no one would pay him or just that the Patriots are like the best girlfriend you ever had and you got to get back somehow?
Rich, they're not paying him anything.
I know they're paying him nothing.
They're paying him absolutely nothing.
Like, as a matter of fact,
a guy who had over 100 tackles last year and couldn't find a job.
Yeah, he's not here. He's looking for money. I mean, you're not doing charity work.
Something's,
I mean, he's still
something's,
young.
Something's up.
Yeah.
I mean, the Patriots just weren't that far off in their estimation of his ability and what they like and didn't like about him when they surprisingly
like
traded him. Yeah.
Mm.
So, I mean, Collins is an athlete. There's no doubt about that. He was fantastic when he was here. Athletic ability. Remember him hurdling people to block field goals? I mean, that's unquestioned. The question is, can he put it all together and pay attention, apparently,
we've
been led to believe?
He loves a good reclamation project.
Well, I mean, look, you're right. I mean, how many guys have the Patriots picked off the scrap heap who have suddenly turned into stars? I mean, was Kyle Van Noy a superstar when he got here?
No.
I mean, he's a key part of a defense.
Was Ninkovich?
No. No. Vrabel either, by the way. Vrabel's the same way. So, I mean, the Patriots have done this over and over and over again. Their batting average is pretty good. Some guys won't work out. Some guys will. But those that do really come up huge.
Right. I mean, you get an Albert Haynesworth every once in a while.
Right. Right. That was a big swing and a miss.
Well, yeah. But Bert Breer wrote something for MMQB yesterday where he was talking about Robert Kraft. He's down at the meetings in South Florida. And he said, other than a completely different vibe around Robert Kraft from 2 months ago where he was kind of in hiding. Now, he described a scene where he's just hanging out at the hotel deck, having fun, talking to people, just shaking hands. He's back to being the old RKK. And they said it was normal, like he used to be. And the other thing that he learned was talking to many people within a lot of organizations, executives amongst teams in both the NFC and the AFC, they asked whether or not Robert Kraft should get any sort of punishment. And one NFC executive answered, no, and nor should he. And another owner said, I'd be pretty surprised if he does. And to that, I would think that the whole deal has got to be that these guys realize that their house is made entirely of glass. I mean, every one of these owners has to have some sort of dark secrets that all the other ones know about. And I have a feeling that people keep receipts when it comes to the ownership and who does what to whom.
You have to, if you like butt play, you have to stand up and you can't let people attack it.
Are you saying that there's more than one owner that's into this?
I think it's as natural as a summer day.
Uh-huh.
Why should someone be ostracized? Because they like a little butt play. That's the only thing from this whole thing I found amusing.
Well, that seems to be the sentiment of all the other owners. They realize that, you know, maybe they're into that stuff too, and there might be videos and other things and pictures to prove that they were. So I believe that all of them are saying, man, if we go after this guy, anyone's going to come after us if we've got, because they've all got skeletons in their closet, every single one of them.
It's a great relief that he'll be with the team. I know it's news and you got to read it, but it's interesting that people would care. The owner gets to be at the game. Like, I don't care at all.
Well, I think, I mean, it's interesting because he's so powerful.
No, I understand.
And to
understand
how he's looked upon amongst the other owners.
I'm talking
personally.
And also,
it's weird that, I know, but it's also going to be very strange because I wonder if there's going to be any backlash from the players, because a lot of players have been punished because they were, even when they end up, charges are being dropped, a lot of these players will get suspended. So I wonder if there's going to be any kind of weird backlash that, hey, just because this guy, I thought they were supposed to be held to a higher standard. We've been told this, that owners were going to be on the same level as players and even more so. And now you look at him and he is walking away scot-free. Well, I guess there is a double standard.
Wouldn't it be great if he like came out like in his jacket and then just tore it off and there was like that spa t-shirt?
The Organs of Agent t-shirt?
Organs of Agent t-shirt.
Like it's just kind of like a double freedom rockets to everybody?
Yeah, West Palm Beach, Florida.
Or his arm around an Asian woman and then he was just holding orchids? RKK is untouchable, baby. I'm the Japanese Senate. He's just in the back of his Studebaker.
He just embraces it. He becomes like a member of the NWO.
Remember in Animal House when they're in the car and she's working on him? That's RKK. Yeah, baby. Well, it looks like nothing's going to happen except he's going to have to pay tens of millions of dollars to lawyers.
The other weird thing, too, is that whole seal this forever thing that the Kraft lawyers filed, that has not been approved yet. So, I mean, if this case gets dropped, there's still a chance that video could get out there. So
it's
going to
get out.
They're
it's
saying this whole thing.
Time.
See, I don't know
it's
if it's going to
get out. Fred is absolutely right. Well, it won't be on TMZ. It'll be on a website that isn't famous and no one's heard of, and then magically millions of people will have heard of
it. If I thought so, it'd be out by now. Because this is when the money is. And this is when
Case right now, as soon as everything subsides, it'll get out.
No, 4chan is completely anonymous and it's not And it's not, it's just something that someone will do for fun, is they'll just break into it and put it up. They do that quite a bit. All right, Rich, was young Nicholas out at the game last night?
He was. He was at the old scrimmage last night. Yep.
All right. Well, it must have been a wild. Nicholas is not a fan of being in that room.
Well, he's got a million things to do this morning. I mean, he's got to wrangle all of these Brewers super fans. So this will be one of those days where I completely understand if Nick is just missing for like an hour.
Well, then Bird's got to make his healthy smoothie, which is a gallon of orange juice and then frozen fruit.
Oh, no. Hey, listen, if there's one person that works on our staff that I'm not going to question about smoothies.
This is a guy we need today.
Cuts bananas.
We need Bird today. Yeah. Yes.
I mean, listen, you got to get that, 400 grams of sugar in you before the day is done. All right, we will be right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.